Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push around, you know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're gonna go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
I'm not sure if we actually are. We'll hopefully be okay. I'm Brad Westmar. This is the Brad Westmar Show. You never know for sure around here. It's quirky. We're quirky. Todd Cheats is quirky. Matt's quirky. I'm quirky. We're all quirky. This is the quirky show. Quirky. Quirky.
That's debatable.
That sometimes we are a little bit quirky. Yes. Magic Matt, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right.
It's great to be with you here again on the show. Pardon me, I'm actually trying to get something. I had all this time to get the show ready, and then I totally dropped the ball and didn't get something ready. I wanted to play something tonight on the intro of the show, if we could, please. I'm going to pull this plug here. I'm going to put this plug in here, and we need some silence from everybody. This is a special song from a special girl.
I'm going on the ranch on a crazy train.
We're not done yet.
I'm going on the ranch.
Not done.
On the crazy.
Not done yet. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin. Yeah. Yes, that's
that
my girl.
Fantastic.
Isn't that awesome? She in the bathtub. You know, you just got to get the iPhone out at the right time so you can get at least the audio through the video, you know.
Oh man, sweet. You know, it's so funny because my 4-year-old was also singing that song.
Shut up.
Earlier this week, no joke, in the back seat of the van.
Wow.
Yep.
I was she doing the bum 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 bum? I.
She gets it, got in her head somehow. I don't know how. She didn't sing that part, but she just started singing the song.
And she was singing Manning Train, though, right? She wasn't singing.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's all we listen to.
Of course.
Dear God, if I get that in my head now, I'm going to snap.
Sorry. Yeah, my daughter, she's got some lungs. So anyway,
that was great.
I thought you would appreciate that. I've been meaning to play it for weeks, just haven't had a chance to. So glad to be here with you again, and lots of crazy things going on. Now, last week on the show, I alluded to a couple of things, but we never really got to talk about them, and we probably won't talk about them too much tonight. But the first thing I wanted to mention is the freaking echo. Why is the echo on? I don't. What is wrong with you? Are you retarded? Are things?
I do it on purpose.
No, you don't.
That time I did.
No, I don't believe you.
It's true.
Okay.
I just want you to yell at me.
And people need to understand that what happens is that when he airs the intro and stuff, he has something set up that, which by the way, never happened on the old show. But just wanted to clarify that. Never happened
on
the old.
It was the different version of Sam. The old version worked better on that.
Okay, wink, wink. So when the show starts, and Matt doesn't hear it either, there is echo on in my headphones. And when Todd talks, there is too. But Todd doesn't do a lot of talking. But even when Todd does the talking, for some reason, the echo just doesn't, it kind of clears his head. He doesn't realize that the echo is there. Yeah, so here I'm talking with an echo in the background, but nobody else can hear the echo. It just, it's annoying as hell. But no, I still love you, man. But no.
Quit crying.
Lots of, don't get me started. Lots, lots of drama. Matt and I, we decided a couple of weeks ago together that, and I'm pretty sure, and I know that some people are going to take offense to this, pretty sure Matt and I are the only people at Jackalope Radio that aren't delusional. Don't you think, Matt?
I'm starting to think that. Yes.
Yes.
What That's why you guys get special treatment. I love you so much.
That's good.
Is that why we're your favorite?
That's it.
Yeah. You got to play favorites from what
I
hear.
I don't have to hold hands and babysit and wipe butts.
You learned something from the bathroom etiquette last week. That's good. That's good.
No little poopies.
No little poopies in the pants. That's right, yes. That's right. Oh, man. You know, it's fun. I mean, it'd be a lot different if we were all like here in Kansas City sharing the studio. But it's funny because even the shows that do their show here in Kansas City, I never see them. You know, I mean, we just, I mean, even when it came to getting together at a Comic-Con, I mean, they weren't there at the same time as I was. You know, I think the only time I've seen Griff and Tim were that first night that I came up here and I joined them on More Horror Than Horror, and when I first discovered what was going on with Jackalope Radio. So we never, and then I also bitch about the mess in the studio and things like that, but we don't leave messes either, so. Don't have to clean up after us, but
not me.
No, not you at all, for sure.
Nope, can't blame me.
It's true. It's true. So, drama is funny. It's very funny, especially it flows on Facebook like there is no tomorrow. And I just sit there and watch in wonderment. Matt, I recently got you on the Jackalope Radio group so you could enjoy the fun too. I didn't want to leave you out, man.
I know. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought you.
I appreciate you getting me in.
He doesn't really.
No, I don't know. Does or not.
I don't know. It took me like an hour to read through one of those posts.
All the comments and everything else. And by the time you were done, you probably still didn't know what the hell was going
on. Yeah, I'm like, I'm reading all of this and I have no idea what anybody's talking about because the firestorm had already been deleted.
That's true, too. When things get deleted, if you don't catch them, you miss it out, you know? It's pretty funny. Also, another thing that was really weird, I thought a couple weeks ago I was smart. I'm like, you know what? I like to tweet. And I say a lot of things on Twitter, but I don't really update Facebook that much. And I thought, it's probably time for me to go ahead and just connect my Twitter feed to my Facebook updates and let everything that I post on Twitter go to Facebook. I thought, good idea. It's time to share. We'll kind of, you know, mix and mingle a little bit and kind of see where it goes. So, you know, it worked for a while. And then after a couple of days, I posted something and my mother responded.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, I forgot. Oh, no. And I immediately decided that I could do one of two things. I could go through all the friends on Facebook for the Brad Westmar Show and get rid of the ones that I don't really want there. Or I could just disconnect the Twitter and Facebook feed. And so after a couple of days, I realized that was probably just the best thing to do. So I stopped posting my tweets on Facebook right away.
Yeah. I was going to rename it. I had to rename it because every time I went on to Facebook, it's all I got were your tweets.
Yeah.
It's like I had like pages of them. I'm like, I'm going to have to rename this like West Book or Brad Book or something like that because that's all I'm getting.
I probably, and I realized that too. That was probably happening to some people and I probably annoyed the hell out of them. So hopefully people have realized that I stopped doing it. So yeah, I'm glad.
You know what?
Yeah.
But it's a good point with your mom that you bring up because there are two completely different audiences.
Yes.
Your Twitter family over here and your Facebook family, which is a lot of times exactly that family.
Yeah.
And you do not want to intermix those things.
No, it's true. And like I said last week on the show, it's like I've got my personal Facebook page and I've got the show Facebook page, and there are some crossover, which happened to end up being my mother and my wife at this, you know, and there's some things that I probably say on Twitter that I don't want them to see. So, you know, which I mean, I don't really care if they see it, but it just causes quite, my mother is my mother. My wife probably wouldn't notice it or care, but my mother is, she's 69, for God's sake. She's not on the same page as I am anymore. You know, she never was, but, you know, she's going a different direction now. You know, now I'm wiping her butt, you know, so.
Oh, so nice.
Not really, but that's what happens.
Yes.
Everybody go backwards, back to childhood, you know. So that was a big mistake, and I corrected that very quickly and apologize for those couple days, Matt, where you were getting all my tweets on your Facebook, so.
Nah, that's all right. I read them anyway, so didn't bother me.
There you go. Exactly. let's see. What else do we want to talk about here? Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Shooby-dooby-doo, Scooby-dooby-doo, Scooby-dooby-doo. Well, I did. I pulled these off. We were talking a little bit about my ex-wife. She comes up all the time.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
And Todd just breaks out, you know, this comment that, and again, you're not firing on all cylinders. You seem to be back in mode of just being kind of crazy and saying what comes to your mind. Because what did you say here before the show started? You said something about her. Bad S-word crazy, yeah, or something.
That's what he always says.
I did.
Tell
me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. No. You're not. And I don't mean to bring her up again, but we got a little thing we're going to do tonight here. And I think we'll go ahead and do it during the opening segment. I was married twice. I've been married twice, I should say. And the first time was a mistake. I've talked about this before on the show. It was such a mistake that, you know, if I had it to do over again, I always say that I wouldn't change anything. But I'll be frank, you know, it probably would have been wiser to just not get married in the first place because we just weren't married that long. She was kind of goofy, you know. And another thing that she did that I don't think I ever told you, Matt, and I know I've never said on the show before, is right towards the end, she was working at Hy-Vee in the deli, and she was doing a lot of catering things. And there was this catering thing that was a nighttime thing, and she was gone. Could you stop the mouse clicking, please?
Oh, dang.
Thank you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Sounds like you're right next to me.
Man, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to move this file. Okay.
It's annoying. All right. It's like the old show, only worse.
Get out of here!
Tell you. So she didn't come home all night long. No, night long. Here I am, 24-year-old, going, where's my wife? Come home.
That's good for your psyche.
Yeah. So the next morning, I'm due to work at 8 o'clock, and I can't go to work. So I call my boss. I call Mark Hahn.
Oh.
No choice but to tell him the truth.
Oh, okay.
And he was cool with it.
Okay.
Like, all right, I'll cover for you. I understand. All right, BJ. I understand. All right, thank you. So, you know, he's from Pittsburgh, but he's used to booing. And So I called Hy-Vee, to which they said, well, you know, and they kind of gave me the rundown of her schedule, but they didn't really know where she was at. And, you know, I drove all over hell trying to find her. Actually, that started that night, late that night is what actually happened. It was something like that. It was a nightmare. It was all over the place. I mean, to make a long story short, I'm kind of going off sideways here, but I called her parents. I called her family in Georgia.
Wow.
To say, is she there? Do you know anything? What's going on? Well, to make a long story short, her parents loved me so much that at that time, they were wondering if I had killed her and were calling them to cover my tracks and make it sound like I didn't know where she was.
You're
at.
You're kidding.
Kid you not. I was told that.
No.
Yes.
You're making that up.
I would not make something up like that because that's embarrassing.
Continue on.
Yeah. No, but there's nothing more to really say. I mean,
They thought you killed her?
They thought I, yes. Yes.
No, who told you that?
That's Amy.
My parents think you killed me.
Amy, I did not kill you. Clearly, you're alive.
Yeah, that's obvious to you and me, but they still think I'm dead.
Amy, for God's sakes, why would your parents think I killed you? I love you. I wouldn't kill you.
Well, they love you so much. They hate this new guy, so I can't go home with him. So they haven't seen him in like 18 years.
Didn't help that he impregnated you either. It wasn't good, you know?
That was awkward.
You dirty freaking whore.
Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
So yeah, there's no more to the story, but she eventually told me that, and I think she told me that out of spite at the time. I mean, by this time, things were like over with, but I'm like, oh, and wait, there's more. There is more. Also got into this whole rumor, and this is, I mean, look, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, so it doesn't really bother me, but it's hilarious that I think this was used as an excuse to go to some other guy in the middle of our marriage. The gay card got played on me.
By her?
Yeah. Yeah, in some way, shape, or... I don't remember. I think to justify herself. Yeah.
Did she say it to you?
Eventually, yeah. I think she didn't really. It was something like that. Yeah. It's been a long time.
She was nuts, man.
I told you. I know. And the cool thing is, this story, me talking about her, it really, really helps to have you here, man. Because that's why I've never talked about her on my pretend radio shows. Because you get it. Nobody else would understand and be able to say, I believe it. She was nuts. I've seen her. I know her. I knew her. You know, you can back me up.
Oh, for sure. I mean, she was so, like, all over the place. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's like 1 second she's completely fine, and then she's, you know, flipping out about something.
She would fit well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But then she, you know, like, from my perspective, she didn't come across that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that by, you know, like, face to face with her.
Yeah.
But then you'd hear about her actions and kind of see them.
Yeah.
You know, you know, how it affected you and things like that. And then you get a better feel for it. But when you talk to her face to face, she is kind of one of those blank stare faces. Nobody's, you kind of almost want to wave your hand in front of her saying, are you listening to me? Is there anybody here?
Yeah, the alcohol, you know what I mean? The excessive alcohol will affect you that way.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
You talk about her being one way one minute, one way the next minute. I'm thinking she'd be perfect for Jackalope Radio. That's what I was going to say a little bit ago. Lots of drama, lots of craziness, you know.
Send her an invite.
No kidding. So yeah, we were stupid. I mean, like we not only did we get married, and we shouldn't have gotten married, but we got married in freaking Tennessee. It wasn't like we could get married in, Sioux City. It's like, no, I want to get married in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. There's a great little chapel there. It's where my friend Chris got married, and I want to get married there too. So we planned this whole thing out.
Did she cheat with Chris too?
No. Chris was a woman. She might have. I don't know. You never know. This is, I forget to tell this part of the story too. So we planned it up. We're like, okay, look, it's going to be your mother, your father, my father, your brother, my brother, us. That's it. Nobody else is going, because if you invite anybody else, then other people are going to be hurt. Now, little did I know, none of my friends really cared to go anyway, you know, but because they didn't like her, you know, I just didn't know it, you know. And so we said this, we agreed to it. It's the way it was. Well, we get there and it's the night before the wedding, I believe, if I recall correctly. And I think we were going through the rehearsal, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
And her friend, the one that got married there at that chapel, shows up.
Okay.
Now, at the time, I was an immature a-hole.
Uh-huh.
I went bat S-word crazy.
Really?
Because I knew it was planned. By that time, I knew Amy well enough to know that she wasn't just... she wasn't as shocked as she was trying. I didn't know she was coming.
Whatever.
I knew that it was planned, and that's what pissed me off more than anything. So,
yeah.
You know, the good news is I got my way. She didn't come to the wedding.
Hey, so, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care how far she drove, like 6 hours to get there. I don't really care.
Oh, my God.
I really don't remember how far she drove. I really don't remember. But it didn't set the tone very well for the marriage.
I would imagine not.
No.
That's just kind of how she was. She's sneaky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was real sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah. So now I'm married to a woman that does not have the energy to want to sneak. So that's fine.
Hey, you know, the other end of the spectrum. Nothing wrong with going the other way.
Makes it easy. You were at that wedding, though.
Oh, yeah. I played a huge part in the video of the wedding.
Yes, you did.
Somebody got relegated to usher status in your wedding.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to refer to myself as head of security.
Yes, you did refer to yourself as head of security. You did. And the funny thing is, you know, and I don't need to explain this, but obviously all my high school friends and my brother were my groomsmen. So I just kind of felt like I had to do it that way. So I did. And then my other friend, Matt, that didn't go to high school with, was one usher. And then Christy's cousin was the other one, Mark, I believe his name was. So, head of security. You were. That was great. And there was a much better time. I mean, it was just a much better wedding. It was a nice little celebration. And
it was was the way you picture it to be.
Yeah.
You know, the way you imagine it would be. It went really well.
Yeah. I thought so too.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about, I was cleaning out my garage a few weeks ago, and I found the old video marked Brad and Christy's wedding.
Yes.
October 3rd, 1998. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I popped it in the other day and watched it. It was quite entertaining. I don't know how long it's been since you've watched it.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I have a feeling you got a little quiz coming up.
I do. I have a 10-question quiz for you to see how much you remember
from your wedding day. I'm glad it's 10 questions, because if it was 20, we'd bore the hell out of everybody. So, but no, I'm glad, because I actually looked for it before here, the show, and I thought I had put it on DVD by now, but I don't think I have, so I still have it on video somewhere. I'm kind of worried because I don't know where the hell I put it. So I have not watched it in its entirety for a while. This could be interesting. So if you want to do that quiz now, then?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, I'm
ready.
I am ready.
All right, we're going to start with the easy ones. We're going to warm up a little bit.
Okay, good. Here we go.
And you've kind of alluded to this already, but how many groomsmen did you have?
Including my best man?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, there was my brother Brian. There was my good longtime friend and locker partner in high school, who I still dream about. When I had that dream about, I'm in high school, and I can't remember my goddamn locker combination. It's the same way it was in real life when I couldn't remember my goddamn locker combination on Monday morning, waiting for Jack to get here. Okay, so there was my brother Brian, there was Jack, and there was Grant, and there was Mitch, and oh my god, I want to say that was it. Four, including my brother.
Correct.
Thank God I didn't forget anybody. And then there was Matt and Mark as my head of security, and then there was somebody. Oh, and then of course JJ the Polak was there too, but we didn't put him in the wedding because he had to travel so far to get there. So
yeah.
Okay, so good, but good.
He was kind of the co-host of the wedding video with myself.
This is true. So I got one right there.
Actually, you got three right there, because you also named all four.
Oh, good.
You want to give yourself another ding?
Oh, sorry. Okay, good.
And the name of the other usher besides myself you got. Go.
Mark Pittan. Yes. Okay.
Another ding. All right.
All right.
Now we're going to get a little tougher.
Okay, great.
What were the four items in your personal hygiene kit?
Oh, no.
There's a spot in the video.
Yeah.
Pre-wedding, in the back in the little waiting area where you and all the groomsmen were, you had your little duffel bag, and you had four personal hygiene items in that bag that you showed to the camera. What were they?
Oh, this is, I'm going to miss them. I remember a couple of them.
Okay.
I know that one of them was Benaca spray.
Yep.
Okay, do I get a bing for that, or do I have to get them all?
Yep.
Okay,
go ahead. That's a ding.
Okay, good, good. It had to be deodorant, too.
No, that's a buzzer.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Oh.
Okay.
All right. Cologne?
Buzzer.
Oh, no, damn it. Benaca. All right, so there was Benaca. I remember that one very well, but I cannot remember any. There was no deodorant. There was no cologne or spray. Maybe some hairspray.
Nope.
Oh, no hairspray. God Almighty!
You don't have enough hair. You never had enough hair for that.
I had more hair back then, though. I at least had a semi full head of hair.
Yeah, you had more back then.
Yeah,
but
exactly. You got to give me a hint.
Okay. These are, you know, in the bathroom on your counter. Basically, you would have these.
Oh,
other
a toothbrush.
Toothbrush, yes.
Toothbrush, okay. Toothpaste, maybe too.
Nope, no toothpaste.
Oh my god, that's my problem. Okay. A comb.
Nope.
Oh my god. All right, I'm done.
All right, I'll give you the other two.
You gotta give them to me, please.
Shaving cream.
Oh yes.
And then
shave my balls.
Toilet paper for some reason.
Toilet paper.
I just assumed that they weren't going to have toilet paper anywhere you were going to go.
I know exactly what the hell my problem was. What was I doing with the shaving cream without a razor? What I want to know, but
I don't ask. I wasn't in that room, thankfully.
Oh my god,
I was
okay.
Working.
Yeah, you were.
Some of us had a job that day.
That's true. You did a good job, though. You did. So
right,
that was bad on my part. Okay.
Okay. What were your brother's words of wisdom for you prior to the ceremony? He gave you
should have been run.
Three words of wisdom.
I got the ding ready. And I feel pretty comfortable with this one. I believe the three words my brother said to me at that time were, don't do it.
Ding.
Yeah. See?
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Put yourself back in that same room.
Okay.
What band was quoted on the chalkboard in the back room in which you were waiting?
That's pretty easy, too. The only band in the world that counts that nobody on this show knows about except for JJ DePolak, you, me, and probably Todd. Orphis.
No.
Oh, crap. No.
No, you did sing Orphis.
I did. Okay.
A Beer Goggle Blues, I believe.
Yes, yes. Yes.
To Grant in that, you know, right in the same part of the video. But I believe it's even you that wrote this on the chalkboard.
Oh. I'm brain farting. I cannot remember.
Okay. Bare Naked Ladies.
Really?
You wrote, "It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry."
I wrote that on there?
Pretty sure it was your handwriting.
I
could be wrong. Really? But
anyway,
that's what it was.
All right. I may have to call in a lifeline on that and take a rain check on that particular question and go back and look at that. I may have to stymie that question from this quiz down the road after I get a chance to look at the video again, because I don't remember that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know, you wrote that, or somebody wrote that on the chalkboard. They were big in the late 80s or late 90s.
Yep.
And I, for some reason, felt the need to quote Will Smith twice in that video.
You know,
getting jiggy with it.
Yeah. Yep.
So hey, it happens.
Na 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 na. Yeah, I remember it very well. Yes.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes. How many more do we have here? This is great.
Four more.
All right, four more. Here we go. All right.
Okay. Which gift did you jokingly say that you gave to your groomsmen? We're in that back room still. You held this up. You said you were joking around, saying this is the gift that I gave them.
Deodorant.
Nope.
Oh God, I could have sworn I did something with deodorant in that thing.
No, there was no deodorant in that.
Oh God. Oh, I haven't watched this thing in such a long time. It's funny because I bet JJ's sitting at home right now listening to this going, I know the answers.
I remember that.
Exactly. Because
yep. He's the one to film this stuff in the back room. He filmed it all.
Yes, he is. And then, of course, there's a good story about him too that I like to tell, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I can't remember, Matt. We got to go. I don't know.
It was a broken clock.
Oh, okay. That's
remember
right.
That?
That's right. That's right. Now
stuck
I do remember.
Stuck on 3 o'clock.
Yep. Okay. My bad. All right.
All right. And then during once the ceremony happened, then we were into the reception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You and Christy did the cake feeding.
Almost said Amy, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
Those dramatic pause.
Yeah. Okay.
You did the cake feeding, and then Jay videotaped my analysis of the cake feeding. What grade did I give you?
Oh,
let's just say I'll give you a hint. I was disappointed because nobody smashed any cake in anybody's face. Jay and I really wanted to see that.
But some of it did fall out of my mouth, if I recall correctly. She kind of threw it in there. It was kind of messy.
Like
yeah.
Didn't want to touch you.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird. Shocking. Yeah. Still not wanting to touch me for some reason. Years later. My first guess was B+, but I'm going to say C+.
Nope, D.
D, my God. Yep. All right. It wasn't very good. I know. Okay.
All right. You should get this one.
All right.
What song did you dance to for your first dance?
Oh, it's funny because, yeah, I was just singing it in my head today. Unforgettable.
Ding.
Ding. Thank you very much.
And it was in ways you didn't know.
Exactly. Obviously, in some ways, it was forgettable, too, because I'm not remembering some of the stuff. So
pretty obscure.
I guess.
Some of these questions. All right. We got one more.
One more. Okay.
My underage brother had a few too many at the reception.
Yes, he did.
What was his go-to move on the dance floor? What motion did he do over and over again when he was dancing?
You know, it's fun. He did have one.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Was it the... Oh.
You'll get this. You can get this one.
It wasn't the lawnmower.
No, it wasn't the lawnmower.
Was it?
Go ahead.
The white man's overbite?
No. Picture his hand kind of up in the air a little bit.
Was he Saturday Night Live, Staying Alive?
Nope.
I give up.
It was the lasso. He kept doing that lasso move.
That's
over
right. He did do the lasso. That's right. Yep. That's right. He was drunk. Yeah.
He was.
Definitely.
He was quite inebriated.
My brother was underage, too, if I remember. No, I guess he wasn't. My brother was underage. No. No, he wasn't.
He's older than me.
That's right. I forgot. My bad. Okay.
I was barely of age.
That's right. So was that the last question?
That was it. You got 5 out of 10, 50%.
Now, I know you've got something else special that you want to do, but I think we're going to push this to the last segment of the show.
Okay, yeah, let's save it.
Okay, but I do want to tell this real quick before we take the break. We're going to give Brandon, our good friend, Brandon, a call here, and he's a...
My buddy.
We're going to talk to him a little bit here in just a moment, but first I want to mention one more thing about JJ. I love telling this, and you probably remember this, Matt. JJ was great during the wedding. He took tons of video during the wedding and the reception, and we had a great time, and he still had a great time himself. But it was funny because I had a plan. I was going to sing Brown Eyed Girl to Christy early on during the dance, and I had it all set up. And somehow Jay ended up missing that and did not video it. Do you remember why? That's your quiz question. Do you remember why Jay wasn't there to film me singing Brown Eyed Girl to my bride?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know that one.
Okay. Jay decided to take off and go check out the homecoming that was going on another floor there in the Hilton Hotel.
That was going to be my... I was going to guess another wedding reception.
Yeah. Epic fail there.
Yikes. Jay.
Yeah. So Brown Eyed
Girl...
Dirty
old man.
Yeah, is not on the wedding video because Jay was checking out some high school chicks. So,
yeah. Nice.
Oh, we still love him though.
What a dirty old man.
He's Polish. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will be talking to Brandon, my buddy. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
Thought the song was cool and different, but now I hear it being played morning, noon, and night. I liked it when they did the song on Glee, but now I'm hearing it repeatedly. I think that now's the time to ban this song forever.
Perfect LASIK eyes. The Brad Westmar Show.
I'm shocked beyond belief. Completely shocked beyond belief. Let's try it one more time. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen. He's unbelievable. I mean, it's not like he didn't know we were going to call him. I mean, I set this up.
I know what he's doing.
What do you think he's doing?
He's responding to my last email I sent him 3 weeks ago.
I mean, it's the only number I have.
Try one more.
I don't even know what. I mean, I don't. What? I guess I'm going to text him just to see.
Well, if his phone's turned off, which is apparently what's going on.
Wait, what number? What number? Give me the last four digits, real quick. What number did I give you?
4862.
What?
Yeah.
What? Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even the right number. It's my bad. Here.
Whoops.
Wow.
Never mind.
Wow. Well, Brandon, I apologize. Jeez. I apologize. You see that there?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
All right. I don't know where I came up with the number that I...
What is that number?
I don't know what I... What the hell number did I give?
And who the hell am I calling?
It was the right guy, though. That was weird. I don't.
What's really weird?
Is it working now?
Is that you gave me the weirdest number ever right there.
Well, there. What?
Here we go. He's making up numbers.
I'm freaking drunk. Man.
Be sure to tell him that you've been calling the wrong number.
I don't know. Listen to the show.
I hope he doesn't answer now.
No kidding.
Make us look better.
Hello.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes. My buddy. I'll teach him everything that I know. My buddy and me.
I'm going to play the whole thing.
My buddy and me. Where the fat would be. My buddy.
My buddy from play school.
You know, every time I hear that now, I think of your son singing it, Brandon. Just want you to know. I don't know. Something like that.
Thanks,
you know. Ladies and gentlemen, our man of the hour, Mr. Brandon Nichols. Brandon, I want you to know, when you hear what happened before we called you just now, I want you to understand that I apologize. Okay?
Oh.
It's all my fault. My fault.
Just remember, it's all his fault.
It's my fault. Even what Matt said is my fault, just so you know, okay?
Yes.
It's a constant theme that I'm always hearing an apology for something.
Well, okay. This one is definitely my fault. I don't have any idea what planet I was on, but it was all my fault. So.
Okay.
But we're glad to have you here. How you been, man?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Now, baby, due any time now, right?
Yeah, baby's due technically September 15th, but my first son was born a month early, so there's a good chance this one could be too. So.
Oh, cool. And this is a boy as well, correct?
Correct.
You're going to have a fleet of boys before it's all over with.
Yeah, which unfortunately, because my wife wants a daughter that's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's a boy, then a look. Oh, right, another one.
Yeah, well, I'll trade you. No, wait a minute, I've only got one. Never mind. I don't want to trade. I've only got one. Forget it. But, well, it's good to have you on the show, and I thought I really wanted to extend a hand because of all the crap we've given you, and by the way, we'll continue to give you, but, you know, to let you know that we could just kick back, not have any kind of tension, not any kind of jokes for the most part, and it's so funny because when I asked Brandon, I said, do you want to come on, and do you want to maybe play some gay or nay? I think, isn't that what I said? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And you said, I believe the question was, is it going to be about me? Because that's how it is, right?
Exactly.
But no, I honestly do not want to make it about Brandon. I just thought it'd be nice to go ahead and bring Brandon on and let him help give opinions on some gay or nay subjects. And we'll start off with a couple here. First of all, is it gay to order chocolate milk as a grown man? If you go out to a restaurant and you order chocolate milk for your drink, is that gay? Let's ask Todd first. Todd, is that gay?
I don't know if I'm qualified because I can't have chocolate milk. I'm allergic to milk.
That's always an excuse.
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified, but I would say it's not gay because it's chocolate.
Okay. That's a good answer. Brandon, what do you think?
Are you alone or is there a child with you?
Let's say
alone.
Alone, yeah.
Or on a date.
Yeah.
Oh, on a date, yes, that's gay.
Okay. What about out with the guys?
Even better.
If it's Batman, then no, but everybody else, yes.
See, here's what happens, and this is very AFCAR of you, Brandon, to ask the specifics question. It's like, yes. let's not get into the specifics. Let's just say, bottom line, is it gay to order chocolate milk as a grown man?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair. Matt, what do you think? Now, Matt, let's keep this in mind now. Let's talk about our Red Robin experience.
I was just going to say that it's not as gay as 18 strawberry lemonades.
No, it's not. I think that, is that your answer?
Yes, okay. That's my answer. It's my embarrassed answer.
I will tell you that I don't think it's gay, but it's very suspect. It's just kind of, you know, it just kind of depends on the situation, but we're not talking about situations. But for the most part, I've never seen a man order chocolate milk. So, but you know, also, I think have we not also talked about margaritas before? Is it? It's not gay for a guy to order a margarita, is it? I mean, Brandon, what is it? See, I don't.
I'm nodding.
It's really because it's. Yeah. See, now this is weird because I've been told by many other people that it's not. I mean, it's tequila, man.
We'll order tequila then.
Exactly.
All right. I'm sorry I brought that up. All right, here. All right, let's move on.
Wait! I gotta say it. Are you butthurt?
No, see, there we go. Brandon pulling out the butthurt again. There we go. I noticed that neither you nor that other guy the other night responded. You found your butthurt brother on Twitter. It was great.
Yeah, there was no point in responding. No,
it's not. Probably not. But Brandon's favorite go-to is butthurt. So, and by the way, is it gay to go to butthurt as your go-to?
Gay.
A little bit. Maybe so. Now, let's move on. Is it gay to take your future wife's last name when you get married? Matt.
Yes.
Brandon. It's gay. Brandon, is that gay?
Yes.
Todd.
Gayer than gay.
You know, talking about my ex-wife here earlier on the show again for the 9 millionth time. By the way, Brandon, hello.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Would you like to talk to Amy? She's here right now. In fact, let's just see her real quick here. Oh, my God. Look who just walked in. Amy, how are you? You're looking mighty.
I'm always looking good, Brad. You know it.
Good. You want to meet my friend, Brandon?
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm always good now that I'm not with Brad anymore. Hi, Todd.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
You know, Amy, I remember this about you, by the way. I totally forgot about
you. Oh, hello there.
You kind of had a little thing for that one guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Not anymore.
You don't? JT?
No.
No?
No, not anymore. I'm strictly going after guys that look like Napoleon Dynamite's older brother.
Well, Amy, it's nice of you to stop by. We got to shove you out here, so I hope you're doing well.
Bye, guys.
Good to see you. You're looking mighty hot. Nice ass. There we go. Thank God. All right, let's move back to this. I agree. She was concerned when we got married about losing her identity when she had to take my last name, and she actually got into the whole, I think I want a hyphen mode, and it was, it was not good.
I remember that. I do remember that.
You remember that part? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, not good. Not good. But I won that battle, too, so clearly.
Way to stand your ground.
That's right. I do the best I can. So is it gay? And this is good for Brandon, because I see Brandon, you know, I sit at night and I watch 25 on my Netflix on PlayStation, and I watch Breaking Bad, and I watch, Weeds, and I'm on my PlayStation doing this, and I kind of can always tell what Brandon's doing, because Brandon will pop on and on PlayStation, and I know he's playing games. So, Brandon, you're probably, this may be a good question for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm assuming you see me on, too, or do you see me when I log off? Is that?
I only see you when you log on or off, but when I get on my PlayStation, I usually check to see who's online.
I see.
I do see you when you're on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on about every night watching Netflix, so yeah. Except for the last couple of nights. Is it gay to play video games in the dark with your buddies? Let's start with Brandon, since you're the definitive force on this one.
In the dark, yes.
In the dark, yes. Okay. You don't play in the dark, then?
Not with my buddies.
Okay. Now, that's pretty funny right there. That's good. I like that. That's good. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go AFCAR on you. What game?
Jeez.
Like Madden?
Yeah, anything masculine.
Yeah, with your buddies, yeah.
Kind of gay. Okay.
Still gay.
It's close. I mean, I've done some weird things, but I'd never really thought about it. But, I mean, playing in the dark. I mean, if pitch dark, it probably is kind of suspect. So, Todd, do you think? Kind of? Maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, kind of close. Okay. How about this one? Is it gay to give up porn after having a baby girl? Because, not that Brandon would know, but you've got to give your idea on this. Is it gay to give up porn after having a baby girl because the girl you're looking at was someone's daughter at one time? Now, that's a complicated one. Think about that for a minute. Now, Matt, I know you're not a porn watcher.
No.
Okay? I know you've never watched porn.
Never.
Never cheated, never watched porn.
Nope.
Never farted.
Nope.
Never had BO.
I don't smell at all.
You know, don't sweat.
No, barely.
Never jerked it.
Nope.
My God. Okay. So, Matt.
I forgot the question.
Okay, exactly. Is it, just too busy saying nope all the time. Is it gay to give up porn after having a baby girl because the girl you're looking at on the porn was once someone's daughter?
Yeah, I'm going to say that's gay.
Kind of gay.
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
Yeah, it is.
Todd?
Yeah, I think so.
It is a little weird. I can see it going through your mind, but I don't think that would stop me in a particular moment. I mean, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. So, Brandon, what do you think?
I'm going to say yes, but I will tell you the thought of that freaks me out if I ever do have a girl.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind.
Yeah, I see.
It's like, what?
Yeah, you can't help but think about it. I mean, at least for a minute or a second or two, you know.
Right, but once you start going on something like that, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
Yeah, see? Exactly. Exactly. So, all right, there you go. So, I got one more here. I think we should just say the answer is yes. Is it gay to wrap your arm around your buddy's waist to hold yourself up while putting on a shoe? Brandon.
Yes.
Pretty gay. Pretty gay. I mean, do you think you've ever done it before, though?
I'm fairly confident I haven't.
Well, I think that the natural maybe way of doing it is to maybe put your hand on the shoulder? Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a wall. Find
or find
wall.
Find a wall or find a woman. Yeah, exactly.
Just take the
yeah.
concussion. You just yeah. take the fall.
That's true. I think we all agree that's pretty
gay.
Probably. Right, Todd, agree? Yeah, Todd's too busy jerking it over there. Did some porn.
I don't hear a squeaky chair.
He's over there right now trying to figure
what
it out.
What in the living hell?
I've got a daughter. This is porn. Doesn't affect me.
All of a sudden you hear this.
Yeah, you guys have got issues, man.
It's true.
Lord,
I had nothing else to say. I just
Todd,
don't.
Who has the bigger issues, Todd? Them or you for being their closest friends?
Hey, you know. Well, yeah.
Hey, Todd, I'll tell you something right now.
You do not want to with me.
Okay.
Probably true.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, anything else on your mind? It's great to have you on the show again. We enjoyed having you for a few minutes. Websites are going well. You've got a new one?
Yes, thesportingwire.com, spelt normally with no letters and numbers transposed. Just got going this past week. A little rough start. Apparently, everybody is really busy with this stupid All-Star game. I don't know. But
that was 2 weeks ago. At this point, I think people would be past it by now.
You would think. But, you know, there's something about the game. It was like all the great things that happened in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, the 5K, all the attendance. You know, everybody's talking about it, all the national media. So
yeah, it carries over.
I mean, that is what they're talking about, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks later, they're still talking about it.
Yeah.
People are still using it as an excuse. That's what it is. I know. People are busy.
Yeah.
I understand. You're busy having a baby, man.
I am.
Well, look, tell your wife hello. Tell her we love her and that we are sorry that she's married to you. And I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding because you are my buddy. Brandon, take care of yourself. Let's give him a big round of applause. Brandon, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Website Guy, you're the best, and we will see you on Twitter, PSA Prez. PSA Prez, right? Still at PSA Prez.
It's still at PSA Prez.
All right, man. Take care. We'll talk. Yeah?
I may change it to at my buddy at some point. Just
that would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Or at Westmar's buddy. Yes.
Westmar's buddy?
Yeah. Or my buddy.
We'll see how that plays out.
Okay, man. Take care of yourself.
All right.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
See you, Brandon.
That was Brandon. God love him. He sounded like he was in a dark hole.
It did. It's like he was hiding in the back bathroom or something.
In the bat cave or something like that.
Maybe he was.
Todd's over there. No, just kidding. I know you're not. You don't have any.
See, now you put the idea in his
come
head.
Come on. Let's do it right now. Here we go. Wait.
Hello, Dad.
Who are you talking to?
Hello, Dad.
We're going to start over again. No hello dares, just the two sounders, okay? This one and that one, please.
Okay, hold up. Hello, Dad.
Oh my God, I amuse myself. It's just terrible. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about my wedding day 15 years ago. Matt has a few more things he wants to share. We'll take the break and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Every so often, an opportunity comes along that is truly once in a lifetime.
Sign here, please.
Yeah, sure.
The Fine Print Mint proudly introduces the American Bimbo Collection.
Oh, great! Marla Maples!
Each month, you'll receive a classic American Bimbo, lovingly handcrafted by the artisans of the Fine Print Mint. There's Jessica Hahn, Donna Rice, Robin Givens, Rob Lowe, even Ted Kennedy. And each Bimbo is crafted from material as cheap and tacky as they are.
Look, Dad! Her head was hollow!
Collect them. Swap them. Put them on a pedestal and then knock them off. Your family will spend hours admiring the amazingly accurate detail on each and every Bimbo.
Look at the bongos on that one, son.
And if you act now, we'll rush you the complete Steve Garvey collection, including all his illegitimate children. To order, send your check to 12 Easy Pieces, Post Office Box T&A, Jigglemore, Colorado, for the American Bimbo Collection.
Great set. Hi, Dad.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Matt, and Todd here in the Jackalope Radio Studios. And let's move on here. Matt, wait, we can't move on yet. Todd?
Why not?
Todd, you know what you haven't done. Don't turn it up. Turn it down.
I was sitting with my finger on it. That was the coolest part.
You know, I used to have a thing in here that, bear with me here. Got all this crap
he's
that I
lost.
Bring. I used to have a thing, a little sign, and maybe I need to get it out because it used to say just echo on it that I used to shove up in front of your face that reminded you to turn the freaking echo off, but I guess.
You're going to live.
I guess I don't have it anymore. Look at all this old stuff. Got Elvis facts here. Got an Elvis Death Day show coming. No. Yeah, Elvis Death Day show coming up in August, Matt.
Do we really?
Oh, yeah. August 16th. Well, it'll be August 17th, I believe, will be the show. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I got some things already in the works for that. And also just recently got done watching a wonderful Elvis movie that I did not know existed that I could not stop tweeting about. Elvis Meets Nixon. You know, Elvis did meet Richard Nixon in 1970, and they made a movie about it in 1997, and it is this really weird cult classic-ish type movie, and I'd love to tell you about it, but we'll probably wait for the show, the Elvis show, to talk about it.
Save it, yeah.
So, definitely. So, you wanted to talk a little bit more about one other subject from my wedding day to my lovely wife, Christy.
I do. Maybe the most legendary part of your entire wedding day was your brother Brian's best man speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've talked about it on the show before, but it's hard for everyone to get a real grasp of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, I would like to do a second for second dramatic reading of word for word. Okay. Of Brian's speech.
Okay, so just to clarify, because I want to tell you that I really hoped that I could find the wedding video on DVD so I could pull the audio off so I could compare yours with the real thing.
Okay.
But I didn't seem to have it, so maybe someday we'll come back and pull this from this show when I do have it, and we will compare the two. So what you are doing is basically you are, without a doubt, honestly, doing your best reenactment of a word-for-word speech that my brother... the raconteur gave on my wedding day.
Yes, and pauses, throat clears, everything. So there's a long pause in there. You got to wait it out. It was all part of the speech.
This is great. Todd, you've got to listen to this. Are you ready? I've got some background music for you. First, let's go ahead and play. I'm going to get you into character. I'm going to play a little bit of heart music here, kind of change the setting here, if you can go ahead and get into mode. We'll hear the piano music starting here. And I will go ahead and let you begin when you are ready.
First off, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming tonight. I'd like to first off congratulate Christy and Brad. Also, so that you all know that this is not a prepared speech, it's just kind of by the seat of my pants.
Just these pauses. These pauses.
And I also want to wish them a great life together. And then... love and joy and happiness and all that good stuff. I guess that is it.
Is that end scene?
That's it. Okay. End scene.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't keep my composure.
No, your laughing during the long pause was perfect because that's what was going on the video,
no,
too.
Oh, good. Were we laughing? Because we were uncomfortable. I mean, I didn't know what to do when he did that. I felt so bad for him. Oh.
Yeah, at one point you're like, okay, that's enough.
Did I do that?
Yeah, during that really long pause, about halfway through it or two-thirds of the way through it, you go, okay, that's enough.
I forgot I'd done that. Oh, it was just painfully embarrassing.
Oh, it was. It was one of those, you just squirmed. Even though it wasn't happening to you, you were squirming in your seat.
You know,
it was fantastic.
This whole thing, I don't understand how you did not take any of this as an omen of doom.
No, this was the wedding that lasted. This is my
curse.
See, it's confusing. So you can tell Todd's been jerking off, dude, between segments.
No, because it was so bad. I didn't know how long you've been currently married, and you guys said 15 years ago. So
yeah, but to give you the date thing, I was married from 94 to 96 to Amy, and then I was married from 98 till now to my current wife, and this was in 98 when my wedding that lasted.
All right. That helps all of us.
Yeah, that was not a bad omen, but
I think it's because he was having bad flashbacks of the last one. He didn't even know what to say.
That could be.
Yeah,
that
he could have been like, I don't want to say anything too positive because it could go to hell any second.
Oh, that was so good. I wish I could play that back. can you do it again?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, what do you think? You think
let's
you
do
think?
It again?
All right, let's do it again. What the hell? Let's do it one more time. I mean, what the hell? Well, you know, before we do, let's get into a good bit. Let's do a little more porn music if we could, please. Todd, if you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Hello, dear. Hello. Dear.
You know what's funny? Is I wish I could videotape you doing it because you should see him on the chair bopping up and down on the chair. It is goddamn hilarious.
It's terrible.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, yes. I love it. Let's go ahead. Get into mode there, Brian Carl. Here we go. Stand by. When you're ready.
First off, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming tonight. I'd like to first off congratulate Christy and Brad. Also, so that you all know that this is not a prepared speech.
No kidding.
It's just kind of by the seat of my pants.
Oh, we gotta stop.
Wait, I'm almost done.
All right.
And I also want to wish him a great life together, and then love and joy and happiness and all that good stuff. I guess that is it.
Yeah. Let's try one more time. Let's do it with this in the background, okay? Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
First off, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming tonight. I'd like to first off congratulate.
Hello, dear.
Brad.
What's your name again? Aren't you supposed to be getting married?
It's so funny. I hope it comes off as funny as it is in here. But the best part is Todd the bobblehead on top of the chair squeaking. Oh my god! We should be doing a TV show.
You know what? I almost lost it there that second time through because when I go. Also, so that you all know that this is not a prepared speech, it kind of started to have a little Christopher Walken.
You started to do a little
feel to it, so I got to picture in Todd's Christopher Walken.
Oh, we could maybe get the thing. I was speaking of the devil. Look who just walked in.
Hey, somebody's got a problem. Who's married? Well, something going on about weddings.
Thinking that we could maybe have you read the speech sometime.
I'll do it.
That's good. Next show. Well, next show.
Speech. It'll be good.
I'll get the copy from Matt, Chris, and we'll bring it in for the next show, and you can dramatically read in your voice my brother's best man speech. How's that sound?
I'll do it.
Great.
I'll do it. Only $3.
You take care of yourself. We'll pay you.
Good night.
All right. Good night, Chris. Good night. Good to see you there. Three bucks is all. $3 is all. Wow.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. He's affordable these days. Who knew?
Well, he's not that busy.
Snot out my nose. I don't think he is. I got tears in my eyes, blew snot out my nose. It's probably a good time to roll that bass there. That's yeah. Whew. Oh, Matt, I'm getting into my travel season here. Would you stop the squeaking? Turn your mic off. Jesus. Now it's distracting when I hear the squeaking. Can't think at all. Oh man. Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, wait a minute. Is our music still on? Are we still rolling? Now, this is weird.
Yes,
how am I supposed to know this when I'm not echoing anymore?
You want me to echo you? First you complain, then you don't.
No, here's the problem. You don't understand. Yeah. I know the music is running when I hear the echo.
Okay,
the music
okay,
is. Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Your echo.
Are you still in Christopher Walken voice?
No.
And no.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
No.
No, Brad. Brad. I'm your friend. Now watch.
Oh, God. We forgot to play this one for Brandon.
Goodbye.
But that's okay.
It just confused him.
Exactly. Magic Matt, I'm so confused. I need you to take us away. You got three things?
I got my three-thing recap. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Presley may be the best singer in the Westmar family.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Number two, note to self, quit ordering chocolate milk at dinner.
Oh, God.
Number three, be sure to listen for squeaking and be sure, for the love of God, to knock before entering Todd's Batcave at the Jackalope Studios.
Ain't no doubt about it. Definitely. Thank you very much, Magic Matt. Always a pleasure to have you. As I was saying before, I'm in my big travel season right now, so I'm going to be in and out, in and out, in and out, just like a porno. And we're going to continue to do shows, and I hope you enjoy some of the best ofs, too, when we do them. And Magic Matt will be finding his way more and more on the best ofs to kind of help you from not doing your contract hold up.
I appreciate that. I didn't want things to get weird.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't like that at all. We've been friends too long. So, Matt, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It was fun, as always.
As always, Mr. Todd Cheats in the Batcave. Thank you, of course, our executive producer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to us. We know we're crazy, stupid, and not really that funny, but it means a lot to us that you're listening. So we'll talk to you next week. Good night.